Drive, a nice fourth down conversion in there, a couple of nice runs on third down. But the big key there was the pass interference penalty. You had third and 10, and the defensive back from Bad Axe hits the receiver before the pass got there, and that proves to be key on that drive.
Blake Drumheller's kick goes high, the second base brought in at the 28-yard line. Line up baby, item number 23 for Bad Axe, and he goes down on one knee. And they're going to say, they're going to start this drive right at the 30-yard line, the 70-yard field. The record for the Hatches, the offense on the field for the first time tonight.
Yeah, actually, Clark, Blake Collins, number 50, it's only one of the upmen prepared to block, reels it in, and obviously not prepared to return that football, so he takes a knee, and he's going to give an offense that scored 44 points last week a chance to show their stuff and get into the end zone here. 6-0. Saginaw Nevada leads Bad Axe. Bad Axe getting their first shot on offense.
First and 10, throw the hatchets right to left across your radio. All in blue uniforms, blue pants, the winged helmets, very similar to the University of Michigan, gold members, white outline. Shotgun for McVay. As the quick handoff there at the middle to the left team, there's 3-1 jerseys to swarm him at the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of maybe a foot. Leading the tackling was Matthew Sullivan, defensive end, 6'2", 202-pound senior.
A draw right up the middle to Ryan Halewski. Again, he's the best running back. He's the most exciting playmaker, but Saginaw Nevada comes all up blitz to start. They took a gamble that Halewski was going to get the ball first. It worked, so no gain, maybe no loss on the play.
Second and 11, two receivers to the left, two to the right. And it's going to be another handoff to Halewski, and actually,
he hit himself.
He has one man to beat. He's at 50. He's to the 45, cuts over to the near sideline at the 42-yard line, and is finally brought down by Alexander Rogel for a big gain, started at 30-yard, 29-yard line, 21 to midfield, plus another 7, a 28-yard run, and we have a late flag on the near sideline. We'll see exactly what this is.
I hope it's not sideline interference, Clark.
Going to run. Sideline warning on the blue coach staff. No yards.
So, warning to the sideline of Bad Axe. He's a little excited at us fools up here. Yeah, it's Ben McVay. Breaks free for a big game. 28 yards. First and 10 inside the belt there.
So that's what we're talking about, Clark. You can't just give it to Ryan Halewski every time. So they run with a read option. Again, the quarterback McVay puts the ball in Ryan Halewski's arms, and he's watching to see what the defense does. He noticed the defense collapse on Halewski. McVay intelligently keeps the ball, takes it up the middle for a huge gain for Bad Axe.
Clark Brady in motion, and McVay didn't keep this for themselves, and so second and about left that one like a book. And Alexander Rebel, then Fiddle brings down McVay in the backfield for a loss of a yard. Second down, 11 to go from the Novell 31-yard line.
But right now, Novell is bringing everyone, every play, every defensive back, every linebacker is coming in. They're doing whatever they can to stop the run, daring McVay to throw the football. So it's only a matter of time before Coach Durr and company dial up some kind of quick screen or pass play to try and ease those linebackers back a little bit to open up the running game.
Halfway in the first quarter, Novell 6, Bad Axe nothing. McVay on the keeper around the left end, comes to a run out of bounds at the 37-yard line, force out of bounds by number 8. Jacob Gray, quarterback for Novell, 6'1", 163 senior. That's the third down and 7 yards to go. The first down marker is at the 30-yard line in Novell.
I will say this, Bad Axe getting off a half step line, a half a step slow. I think every snap so far has been over the head of Ben McVay. He's had to jump up and corral every single one of them so far. But he did a nice job there of taking that high snap, corralling it, and taking it outside, getting away from that blitz, and getting a positive gain, making third down somewhat manageable.
Spread offense, two wide each way. Roller high snap, McVay brings it in. The lefty throws it, and this one's in backfield, still incomplete. As McVay had let that one fly as fast as possible. Number 10, the four, Novell, Blake Drumhill, a linebacker, blasted right through the line. And also McVay had a face full of white jerseys. Gets out of the way now, fourth down, 7 to go.
And McVay, the left-handed, again, corrals yet another high snap, and he looks to his right to his favorite receiver, number 81, Aaron Folk. He was covered, and when he looked back to the middle, he see nothing but defensive linemen for Novell. The offensive line from Baddock's not holding up so far, so it looks like Coach Stewart not going to take any chances here. He is going to bring up the punting unit.
Ryan Husky, running back, linebacker, kicker, and punter. And this week it's the punt away and down to the about 10-yard line, brought in by Griggs, and stepped out of bounds at about 12, forced out of bounds by number 7, Jared Subject. That was Jacob Griggs bringing in the punt with 5:25 left in the first quarter. Novell puts the ball back again inside their own 20 at the 19. That's actually the 14-yard line where they start this drive left right across your radio.
Well, so Baddock gets themselves a first down or so, moves the football a little bit, then has to punt the football, but it isn't fairly deep, providing a long field now for Novell. They have to work on this Baddock defense. But so far, Novell's defense has gotten the first stop. Neither team really got one last week. Novell gets the first one. We'll see if they can keep the offense rolling and get score number 2.
And we have an official timeout on the field as they're trying to square things away with 5:25 left in the first quarter.
Looks like a quick conversation with the back judge and the quarterback, and that was about it.
We're underway once again. Number 9, Jacob Luby, 5'11", 167-pound starting quarterback for Norrell. 2 men behind him, now made a motion to the right. Looking back to pass, looking to his left, rolling to his left. That's just one fly, a little too high, and it's actually brought in by Ben McVay, intercepted. Ben McVay brings it into the 23-yard line on the first play of this drive for Norrell. And Baddock within striking distance inside the Novell red zone.
Now, Luby rolls out to his left. Now, remember, he's a right-handed quarterback, so he's got to set his feet and throw the football. A little tougher to do when you're running away from yourself. He was under a little pressure. He threw that ball before he was set. The ball floated on him. Ben McVay in excellent coverage on number 10, Blake Drumheller. And he jumps in front of that rob pass and picks it off. And now Baddock's in excellent position to try and get on the board.
5:16 left in the first quarter. Baddock's inside the Novell red zone at the 23-yard line. Very short field order to the 1st and 10. First down markers at the Novell 13-yard line. Now the referee is having a discussion with the far receiver, Aaron Volk. So we'll find out exactly what's going on there.
Just looking to know everybody out there.
McVay in the control, screen pass to the left. Was intended for a cut. Brady goes through his hands. A little bit too much mustard on that one. Falls incomplete. 2nd down, 10 to go for the 23.
I will say this. Excellent play call to start this drive. Clark Brady on the end of the line had number 7, Jared Subject, out there with him. If that screen pass is thrown anywhere decent, number 12, Clark Brady catches that ball and scores a touchdown. There was nobody out there, and Jared Subject had the only defender covered, but a bad throw there by the quarterback McVay threw a wide open Clark Brady. Now back to 2nd and 10.
McVay with a receiver running back to either side of him in the shotgun. And off to a 2nd option. Ryan Valesky trying to get out of that backfield in a 2nd effort.
I think he's going to the
backfield back to the line of scrimmage. And there might be a fumble on the end of that play as they're trying to sort it out. And it'll bring up 3rd down.
I think they ruled him down. Ryan Halewski was fighting for extra yardage again. I think they ruled him down after what looked like maybe a short game.
4:40 left in the first quarter, 6-0 Novell over Baddock's. Baddock's trying to score. They're at the same Novell 23-yard line, 3rd down, 10 yards to go. 2 receivers to the left. Wing to the right, and Valesky is behind McVay. Screen pass to the left to Brady, and he has run in the reception and room to run. He's inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line, brought down by Alexander Dwan, cornerback for Novell. Brings a 4th down and manageable. 4th down with 2 yards to go.
That was a 1st down play call. They run it again, and they get the completion this time. Clark Brady turns it straight upfield, heading for the 1st down marker.